So today I'm going to be doing something a little different than normal. I'm going to be doing an April 2021 astrology report and talk about the new moon and the full moon and the upcoming astrological season change that is happening in April. So again, this is a little different than what I normally do, but I'm super excited. I find this stuff super interesting. So let's go ahead and dive in. This month, the new moon is in Aries, and it's on April 12th. So I'm just going to read a little bit about that one. The Aries new moon is the time to set new intentions about how to be confident and be a leader. Believe in yourself. Feel confident to speak out first in a meeting. Begin an entrepreneurial endeavor. Post on social media or initiate a conversation. Maybe you're ready to bring something to the world as a leader, maybe by developing a marketing strategy, getting on stage, running a half marathon, or teaching what you know. And a little journal prompt would be, in which areas of your life could you stretch yourself to be more confident and more of a leader? So lots of energy around starting something new, maybe starting a project that you've been wanting to do. Whether that be like a business project or a fun project, like running a half marathon or anything of that sort, this would be a great time to start that using just kind of bouncing off this energy. I also have the Moonology Oracle Cards deck by Yasmin Boland, and I wanted to read the card for the new moon in Aries, and it's called It's Time to Take Action. The flame is lit, a wonderful new start beckons, and you're on the right track. Drawing this card is a superbly positive sign. If there is something you want to happen in your life, take this card as a big yes from the universe. This is the time to really tune into your dreams. You may still have a long way to go, but you're on your way. Determination, self-assertion, and bravery are called for, but the hot fire of Aries is driving you towards success in whatever endeavor you're asking about. The caution, don't go too fast and forget your manners. Treat people well as you charge towards your goal. You'll create a much better karma for yourself. So definitely, again, if there is something that you are feeling called to start, this is the perfect time to do so. Use this energy that's already being generated to propel yourself forward. Take those first steps and just go for it. So on April 20th, we will move into the Taurus season, and Taurus is an earth sign. The symbol is the bull. It is a very grounded sign because it is one of the earth signs. It's a good time to chill and take a step back and maybe focus inward. It has lots of neutrality. A big less is more type of energy, and it is a fixed sign, so the energy can manifest into like someone being set in their ways, kind of like the stubborn bull, or it could also mean that it is a very reliable and stable, so just kind of however you go with that, but definitely very grounding. Very earthy, like take time to maybe get out in nature and ground physically with the earth. Take time to connect inward to your intuition. Lots of self-reflection would be great. And so for April 27th, we have our full moon in Scorpio. And this full moon is the pink full moon, which the moon is not actually pink. It's named that because it comes from the abundance of moss phlox, which is a small pink flower that starts to spread across the ground in early spring. And it's associated with the vibrant growth of spring, and it's a great time to be present. So for the full moon in Scorpio Moonology card, it's called It's Time to Release Negativity. If you've been feeling paranoid and acting weird, take this card as a very direct message from the cosmos to stop. Worrying yourself is pointless. It's time to release any negativity you have around the situation you're asking about. If someone has been unkind to you, perhaps it's time for you to release them. This card heralds an emotionally intense time, since both the full moon and Scorpio themselves are both extremely intense. It's time for you to feel all of your feelings. There could be some nastiness in the air when you pull this card. If that's the case, take it as a sign to move away from anyone or anything you feel is toxic. For some, however, this card has a totally different meaning. Use your magic. You have all you need inside you to bring about your desired result. And another little bit about the full moon. The full moon in Scorpio, celebrate the stability you are creating in your life. This may come in the form of self-worth, or it may be the resources that you have. It may not be easy to see at first, but you'll find it if you look closely. Look for abundance everywhere and send out luminous moonbeams of gratitude. Taurus encourages you to build up self-assurance, while the opposite sign, Scorpio, represents letting go and merging with another person. The Scorpio full moon encourages you to be secure within yourself, to let go any need for control. It helps you learn that when you have inner stability, you can create healthier relationships. Notice all of the ways in which you've built up your inner and outer worth in this moon cycle or over the past year. Write this down in your journal. Don't be critical in this process. Be positive, encouraging, and celebrate your growth. So definitely a time for letting go. So use that energy to let go what no longer serves you. Lots of self-care, lots of journaling. I really like that card, actually. So lots of energy this month. Taking action and releasing negativity, which I always, you know, love using those for the new and full moon, but they fit perfectly with these particular moons this month. So as far as some rituals you can do, which I will type these out in the show notes so you don't have to try and write these down really quickly. For the new moon, again, release what no longer serves you. Write it out in your journal. Just pen to paper. Let it flow. See what comes through for you. And then set intentions for the cycle moving forward. So if there is some kind of project that you're wanting to start, use this energy. Journal about it. If you're not sure, journal and see if anything comes up. If it does, great. If not, that's cool too. Cleanse and sage any stagnant energy, so you can cleanse yourself, your home, your workspace, if that's something that you're able to do. I personally use a sage smudge spray just because my apartment's smoke detectors are super, super sensitive, and I don't want to set them off and have the fire department to come by just because I'm trying to sage my home. So I will use the spray, which you can find on Amazon. I'll link the one that I have. I order it off Amazon from a shop from Sedona, Arizona, which I absolutely love. But you can find it anywhere on the internet, probably at a local shop. So that is something you can do for the new moon. And as far as the new and full moon rituals, you can do them up to 2 days before and 2 days after the dates. So if that particular day is not a good time for you, don't stress about it. You can pick some time before or after and it will still be just as effective. So for a full moon ritual, you want to stay hydrated, sage and smudge, or sage or smudge yourself and your home, again, just like you would do on the new moon. Take a bath, either give yourself a card reading or get a card reading. That, again, that's something that I like to do for both the new and full moon. It always just offers a lot of clarity to me, and it's something that I personally enjoy doing. You can write a letter to release what is no longer serving you, and if you're able to, physically burn it to actually release it. If not, shred it, throw it away. Just please don't burn your house down or burn yourself. But physically burning it is a good way to act like literally release what is no longer serving you. Lots of journaling about that. And also in the full moon, you are able to charge your crystals, and you can also make moon water. So how you would do that is you would set a jar of water out in the moonlight, and you can set your crystals outside, or if you're not comfortable with that, you can put them in the windowsill where the full moon kind of comes into the light does, and charge those overnight, and it will get rid of any negative energy that is attached to them and kind of reset them. And that is it for the month of April. I really enjoy doing this type of episode. So if this is something that you want every month, like a little mini astrology report, definitely let me know, because I would love to keep doing it. I like to try and use the different energies of the different moons and the different seasons throughout the month to flow with either something I'm working on, any personal projects or work projects or school projects. And it's just a little fun way to do it. And it really helps when you work with that, the particular energy that's already there, on the earth. Like, you don't have to create that energy. You just tap into it. Again, it's just super fun to me. So if this is something that you enjoy and want to see more of, again, just please let me know. In the show notes, like I mentioned, I will put the rituals for the new moon and the full moon in there. So no stress in trying to remember what I said. And I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will see you next week.